St. Francis of Assisi, undoubtedly one of the greatest saints in the history of the Church. Still now, 800 years after his death, people are trying to imitate the way of life that he lived, because he was probably one of the most Christ-like people who ever lived. In his own lifetime, whenever he would come upon a wretched sinner, someone who was hardened in their sinful way of life, he would oftentimes say to his companions, "If that man or if that woman had been given the same graces that I have received, they would probably be far holier than I am." There was a priest in his own life who broke his vows and was living with a mistress. It was a great scandal. And people would come to St. Francis and say, "Father Francis, you..." Oh, actually, he wasn't a priest. They'd say, "Francis, you've got to do something." St. Francis was a deacon. Oftentimes we forget that. "Francis, you've got to do something. You've got to correct this man. Someone needs to talk some sense into him. Blast him." One day, Francis encounters this man walking down the road. He goes up to the man and he kneels down before him. He takes his hands and he kisses them. And he says, "I reverence the hands through which God gives his greatest gift to the world, the gift of the most holy Eucharist." It brought about the total transformation of that man's way of life. St. Paul exhorts all of us. He says, "Have a humble opinion of yourself. Think more highly of others than you do of yourselves." My brothers and sisters, what happens when we are convinced of our own righteousness? We begin to despise others. And when we begin to despise others, our hearts close towards them, and we can't love them. We can't love them as our Lord calls us to love them, even to loving our enemies. What is the greatest means to fight against this tendency? The greatest means that I've found is frequent confession. Ideally, I try to go to confession once a week. I never try to go less than at least once a month. In the last 12 years of my life, by the grace of God, I've never missed monthly confession. And why? Because I need it. You know, it's funny sometimes the kids over at the school, they find out that I go to confession. "Father, even you go to confession?" Yeah, even Father goes to confession. In fact, just a few weeks ago I went, and the priest was a great confessor. And at the end of the confession, I was feeling rather crummy about myself. And he looks at me and he gets a big smile on his face. And he says, "Thanks be to God that he reminds us that we are sinners just like everybody else. That we too are in great need of his mercy." I close with this story from the life of Pope John Paul II. There was an American priest who studied over in Rome. He comes back to his diocese, New York. He's there for 10, 15 years. And he returns on a pilgrimage with a number of people from his diocese. They go back to Rome. And when he gets there, they have this incredible opportunity to have a private audience with Pope John Paul II. And at these private audiences, there are hundreds of people. And what happens is at the end, everyone is able to go up and you kneel down before the Holy Father. And you have maybe 10 seconds. 10 seconds to say, "Holy Father, I love you. Holy Father, pray for me. Pray for my wife, my children." This priest goes over there, and they have about 2 hours before this audience. And he thinks, I want to go and spiritually prepare myself to meet the Holy Father. So he goes to one of the local churches in Rome. And when he gets there, he's going in to pray. And as is very common in the churches in Rome, if you've ever been there, you know this, there are oftentimes many homeless people standing out in front of the church begging for alms. He gets to the church, he's about to step in, and he looks at this group of homeless men, and he notices one of these guys in particular, and he's stunned because he thinks, "Man, that guy looks so familiar." And he stops from entering the church, and he walks over, he says, "Excuse me," he can speak Italian since he studied in Rome. He said, "Excuse me, do I know you?" And the man said, "Yes, we were in the seminary together. We were ordained at the same time." And this priest from New York looks at him and says, "What happened? Why are you living on the streets?" And he said, Father, the story is far too long. I don't have time to go into it. Will you just please pray for me? And the priest said, of course I will. He goes in, he spends time in prayer. Later that day, when he goes to the public audience, the private audience with the Holy Father, he breaks the rules. Instead of taking 10 seconds, when he kneels down before the Pope, he was so moved by meeting this man that he bursts in and tells the whole story. And he's just hoping none of the guards come and pull him away from the Pope. He tells the Holy Father the story, and Pope John Paul II says, I want you to go and find that man, and I would like the two of you to come to dinner with me tonight in the Papal Palace. This man goes and he rushes back to that church just hoping the guy will still be there. He gets there and he is. And he runs up to the man and says, you'll never believe this. Pope John Paul II wants the two of us to have dinner with him tonight. And the man looks at me and says, are you crazy? He says, I haven't showered in 2 weeks. I smell. I don't even have clothes to wear. He says, well, you can come. You can use the shower in my hotel. I have extra clothes. Come on, you got to go. He says, I am a homeless man. He says, listen, you're going because you're my ticket in there. So they go to dinner with the Holy Father. At the end of the meal, Pope John Paul II says, can I have a few moments alone with this man? So the priest from New York and one of the Pope's personal assistants, they step out of the room. And the priest from New York said, to his surprise, they were in there for something like 15 minutes alone. They come out, and the Holy Father says goodnight. And this priest is leaving with this homeless man who is a priest. And he says, what went on in there? When we left, what did you talk about? And he says, you'll never believe this. The moment you stepped out the door, Pope John Paul II got on his knees beside my chair and he said, Father, will you hear my confession? And I looked at the Pope and I said, Holy Father, I am a beggar. And the Pope responded and said, my son, we are all beggars in the eyes of God. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. And he said, Holy Father, I haven't been active for 3 years. How can I hear a confession? He said, I'm the Pope. I can grant you the authority right here and now. And this priest from New York, he said, the Holy Father's confession took 15 minutes? He said, no, it took about 2. And then I made my own confession. And he said, at the end of my confession, the Holy Father said to me, he said, I want you to return to active ministry. And for the rest of your life, now that you know what it's like to live on the streets, I want you to serve the poor and the homeless. My brothers and sisters, if there are people in our lives whom we despise, we have to beg our Lord for the grace to let go of that, because it might be what prevents that person from getting to heaven. And even if we never communicate with that person the rest of our lives, we at least have to pray for them. Love calls us to that. We beg our Lord to set us free from any self-righteousness.